The Inside Aperture podcast introduces you to the experts who use Apple's professional image management application to organize, edit, and output their pictures. Each show features tips and techniques that will help you improve the quality of your photography and bring efficiency to your workflow.
Okay, I'm with Sal Segoyan, the automation product manager. Now, I know Sal is like an Apple script, an automator dude. Sal, tell me what's going on here.
Well, the world of automation is constantly growing and expanding, and it's becoming more integrated between different technologies. So it's hard to just say, you know, I'm the Apple script guy, or I'm the automator guy, or I'm the ARD guy. They're all seeming to work together in a flow around the concept that automation solves problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the perfect segue for what I want to talk about today, which is automation and Aperture. Now, Aperture has some pretty nice hooks in it for automation. Can you kind of give us a little overview of what's going on with all that?
Oh, sure. It's very exciting working with the Aperture team and developing the automation tools that they have built in. Coming from a publishing background, I spent many years, about a decade or so, working with dealing with print and images and seeing the kind of things that had to be produced under pressure. And fortunately, the Aperture team looked ahead and put in the kind of hooks that you need, both with AppleScript and then with Automator, to make it easier to do the mass production and kind of things that you have to do when you're dealing with photos. And I think that that's an issue that photographers are finding out more and more, is with the real robust birth of the digital age, you're seeing the need to be able to handle the import of, you know, thousands of images, the need to be able to do routine actions and procedures with images. And that's where having tools like AppleScript and Automator can really help out someone that's really not a technical programmer type.
So let's break this down a little bit, because one of the things that I really like about Aperture is that I have an integrated environment, basically from upload to output, to deal with my stuff. So I'm already saving a fair amount of time using this application. But I'm sensing from you that there's probably a little bit more to be saved if we start bringing in some AppleScript and Automator stuff. Can you give me some examples of some ways?
Sure. It's really difficult for any software developer to create a solution that works in every situation for everybody. You would really just overbloat your application with features if you tried to make the perfect workflow for every person. So what you do is you try to put in the essential pillars of a workflow into the application, and then by having AppleScript and Automator hooks in the application, you allow the customization that really addresses each photographer's needs. And as I work with photographers and work through automation issues, I can definitely see that no two photographers do anything the same way. And being a photographer yourself, you quite understand that they're a very independent group, and they think in their own patterns and it works for them. So it's important to be able to have these hooks. And once you do, then you can do things a step beyond what's normal or a step beyond what's already available. For example, there's an Automator workflow that's on automator.us for Aperture. And it takes the images that you currently have selected and exports them into Keynote, but it takes the metadata and puts it into the speaker notes. Because a lot of photographers like talking about their images when they present them, and they always can't remember the current settings on that, or the caption, or what was the aperture setting on that, was my focal point, and all those kind of things that are part of the metadata. And by having the hooks in Aperture and the hooks in Keynote to be able to make that happen, it became just a single menu select to be able to do this really sophisticated kind of tool, and it solves some problems. Also, since you have the hooks available in Aperture, it allows you to integrate with other applications in ways that you hadn't foreseen. A common practice, if you're dealing with photographs in a business situation where you need to track metadata and you need to track information about the photographs, you want to get them out in a spreadsheet. Well, since the hooks are in Aperture, it's easy to be able to extract the metadata that you want in the order that you want, filtered the way that you want, and open it up in Excel by using a simple Automator workflow. So it's, you know, when you're designing an application like Aperture, that might not have been something that you originally planned, but it came into fruition because there was a need for that. And having the hooks allows you the ability to expand, customize, and integrate in ways that you hadn't planned.
Yeah, one of the things I really like about Automator is that I'll be working on something and I'll have a new need come up, a new something that I have to do. And so then I go to Automator, and the situation is I just sort of, you know, hope to God that there are the actions in there that I need. And then if they aren't in there already, that they're somewhere, you know, on the web that I can find them. So a lot of it is like, I know the building blocks are there. I know the possibilities are there. Sometimes it is a matter of finding the actions. And since I'm not really an Apple scripter, that's sometimes where I hit a wall.
Right. And that's something that community helps with. Again, there's a group of different websites like automator.us, Automator World, automatoractions.com that specialize in providing actions and collections for people. But when you develop a community around a product like Aperture, you'll find that people find situations like you mentioned where a certain action needs to be created, and they'll create that and then share that action with other people. And that's where community really comes in. And plus, Automator is expandable itself. It has actions that come with it that allow you to insert your own custom Apple scripts or your own custom Python routines or Perl routines or whatever you want in your workflow. So if you can get somebody that can write you a short Apple script, you can always insert that into a workflow to augment the current abilities as well.
That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So how do you feel, I mean, generally speaking, when you float this by photographers, it seems to me the photographers were kind of slow to adopt the digital workflow. They, generally speaking, photographers are traditionalists in a lot of ways. Oh. You know, now they're beginning to embrace things like Aperture. How is it when you talk to them about, okay, now that, you know, you've learned Aperture, you're working on Aperture, let me show you Automator, let me show you scripting. Mm-hmm. Is that resonating?
Yes, in a big way. And as you know, once a photographer makes up his mind about something, there's no stopping them. They're very tenacious people. They are driven. They're very creative. And they are looking for solutions to solve their problems. And it's been my experience working with, having the great opportunity to work with some well-known photographers over automation and import issues. They take to it right away. I find that they take to Automator easier than they do AppleScript, but there's a couple that actually have learned how to write AppleScript to solve their own problems, but especially Automator. And I've recently worked with a group of photographers at the Eddie Adams workshop, where there was a situation of having to import large number of photos and tag them, metadata, sort them, combine them, you know, put them in projects, all those kind of things under very high stressful conditions. And so we developed custom AppleScript applications in AppleScript Studio that enabled the import of over 86,000 images in 3 days, just flawlessly and fast. So there's a need where photographers recognize that automation can solve their problem and then adapt to it very quickly.
Yeah, I think it comes down to photographers want to sleep at some point. Because, you know, before in film-based workflow, you were able to take a lot of your work and have someone else do it that had a production system set up. As we moved into the digital workflow, we're finding that we have to do a lot of the work ourselves now, mm-hmm. that we didn't have to do before. Mm-hmm. And so I think you start to get knee-deep into this, and they're probably very receptive to anything that you can do, you know, get them to bed before 2 in the morning.
Actually, the focus of all of those was sleep. for example, we recently posted on the Automator US site an application called the Aperture Card Importer, and it will handle the importation of up to 8 cards simultaneously into Aperture. And it really addresses a need that they said, look, you know, I can't sit there and manage the import of the cards individually. I'm tired. It's after a shoot. I'm under a deadline. I need to work on something else or get some sleep. And so that need pointed up the direction that the automation needed to take. And then once we knew what the task was, it was easier to develop the automation tool that would solve the problem. And so you can go get the Aperture card importer right now and use that when you're doing multiple cards, just to set it up so you can walk away and, you know, get that sleep or take that nap or, you know, work, finish the shoot and get back to work, whatever.
That's really cool. So now I've heard that you've actually been pretty much involved with Aperture from the get-go, and rumor has it that, you know, you took a real interest in the project. Has it been something that you feel like is a good showcase for, you know, the automation work that you do for Apple?
Absolutely. It shows what happens when you have a really good team that is receptive to ideas and thinks ahead and is trying to address issues and anticipate the needs of their customer base. And so it's always rewarding when you find a group that wants to put scriptability in at the beginning, right at the beginning, to make it a core feature and element of the product. And once you have a team like that to work with, then it really becomes an exciting thing of, you know, figuring out the steps that you can do to implement it. And they plan, you know, to continue this process. It's not going to stop with the abilities that they're currently there. It's going to continue to grow as that product matures too.
So if I'm a photographer listening to this talk that you and I are having, I'm going, you know what Sal's saying makes a lot of sense to me. Where do I go from here? What do I do now? Okay, he's piqued my curiosity.
I'll push it one more time. Automator.us is a great website for Aperture information. So is the Apple Aperture website as well, which is www.apple.com/aperture. There's a resources link on their page that has a lot of different information about workflows and things that you can do. And some of it links to automator.us. If you type in automator.us/aperture, there's a couple pages there for Aperture. There's about 8 different example workflows. There are tools like the Aperture card importer. There is a tool for the Aperture hot folder so that you can use it with a tethered camera. Make your shoot and watch full screen as it updates the screen to the new image you just took. Plus, there's a script there, an Apple script there too, for enabling automated mail import so that you can work with a group of people. They can send you photos in mail and have them automatically imported into Aperture and tagged and coded when you get your mail. So that automator.us has a lot of resources to go if you're looking to get started with Aperture. And, you know, if you have any kind of mindset for scripting yourself, it's easy to create Apple scripts for Aperture, and it's easy to create Automator actions that you can expand your own repertoire.
Well, you'd be happy to hear that. We've also added an automation page to Inside Aperture, too. So Ben Long's already contributed. We're going to open that up and hopefully get a little community going there, too.
Yeah, Ben has extensive experience with Automator and automation of image work, and his collection on Creative Pro is legendary and really, really good. And I mean, it's outstanding stuff.
Well, great. Well, thanks so much, Sal, and I look forward to seeing as many actions as you guys can get out the door, and we're going to try to get some in the community, too. So thanks for stopping by and talking.
You're welcome, and I look forward to participating in that community myself. I'm really excited to see what people are doing with Aperture and what we can do.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
The Inside Aperture podcast is produced by O'Reilly Media. To learn more about Aperture, be sure to visit digitalmedia.oreilly.com/aperture for articles, tutorials, blogs, and podcasts. This show is produced on a Mac using Soundtrack Pro. See you next time.